OCD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
7:43, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan for the last day today. Greg is back tomorrow after his vacation. Yes, the first day of summer nears. Families will be prepping now for their vacations as the kids are nearly done school. Many of us are thinking about what the weather could be like. We thought we'd check in with Environment Canada's senior climatologist, David Phillips, on this front. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. You've had summer already. It was the first 2 weeks of May.
I hope there's more to come, Dave.
Well, it doesn't. It comes actually legitimately. It comes Friday night, about between 8 and 9 o'clock in Saskatchewan, and boy, that's when you know vacation begins and school is out, and that's when you want the kind of summery like weather. And what you've been getting lately is certainly something different than what you had in the early part of May. I mean, May had it was about over 2 degrees warmer than normal. You had almost 6 days where the temperature got above 30, and my gosh, I mean, you're lucky to have one of those days in normal. So, hey, you really were spoiled by that. And, of course, it was a month where you had a high-pressure area sitting right over the province, right over the prairies, and it brought it was just too hot, too dry, too smoky for too long. And what we've seen in June, a few warm days, we got up to 29.9, 28. So there were a couple of days, wasn't really a spoiler, but it was a little drier, but hey, that's going to change. And you know, Kevin, so what you're seeing now, and maybe people are complaining about the changes of the weather. And you know, Kevin, I always think the change of the weather is good. You know, you don't want to have too much weather. And you don't want to have too little weather. You want like a balance. And I think what this we're seeing now are weather systems coming from the eastern Arctic, from the Pacific, so it's bringing a little cooler air. We're going to see some rain. Boy, looks like a wet weekend. And normally I would say, gee, I'm unfortunate you're going to get a wet weekend. But boy, I think rain at this time of the year is never a bad thing for farmers and ranchers and also forest firefighters and water managers. So my sense is that, hey, I know it's not great for sunning and going to the beach and what have you, this kind of weather. But hey, I mean, it is going to come back. We're calling for it, Kevin. This is, hey, you had that kind of a dress rehearsal there in May. And I think when we get really into July, it looks warmer than normal. August does too. And maybe just things have been delayed a bit. And September will be gorgeous. So don't give up on the summer yet because you've had a change from what you had in May to what you've seen in June so far.
Environment Canada's David Phillips joining me this morning. Dave, we are okay for smoke right now this morning, but yes, we are wondering if it does persist, if it will impact things like precipitation, like temps, even crops, to your knowledge, how it might impact the rest of our summer.
Well, you know, Kevin, that's a good question because often we, you know, very few people see the flames, but boy, millions smell the smoke. And it's exported over to Europe, the United States, across the other parts of Canada. We've had no fires here in the east, yet we've had a lot of prairie smoke from fires in northern Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, and maybe now maybe a little bit more in British Columbia. But, you know, we always think of the health side of things. But, you know, the smoke also affects temperatures. Sometimes it reduces the temperatures. Instead of getting a high of maybe 28, well, with smoke and haze and fairly thick, boy, you might be lucky to get 26 or 24 degrees. So it does affect the temperature. The sun can't get in there and bake the ground, and so that's that. And also, you know, with precipitation, you're always saying, well, you know, precipitation can help to scrub and polish the air and maybe takes the impurities out. But sometimes, Kevin, it actually brings the haze from high levels down to low levels where you're smoking it, so or you're breathing it. So I never know how to react to precipitation. It could cleanse the air, yes, but it could also cause more deposition of the smoke matters down at the lower surface. So always hard to say what that is. I don't think we've finished the forest fire season yet. It's come early. It is it's now a year round thing, Kevin. It's not just a summer thing. It is every season: spring, summer, and fall. And so I don't think we've seen seen the end of it. But boy, I tell you, the cooler temperature has been great for firefighters. And also the rain is really gives you a hope that for not only for farmers, but that, you know, you can put the flames out because, you know, what nature sometimes started with regards to fires, and some people create fires and start them, but nature also does that too. And it's almost nature has to put them out. I mean, it's like spitting on a campfire to hope to put those fires out. I mean, it just doesn't work that effectively until you get some percolating rain. And what we see in the forecast, yes, we see lightning maybe tomorrow. That's always a concern. But on the weekend, we see some real more percolating day-long rains, and that's going to help the situation and bring a little bit more confidence to people in terms of what the summer ahead is going to be. It's like almost starting it over again, and I think that's a good thing.
David, always appreciate your insights and your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What's next? Thank you. God, thank you.
Thanks, Saskatchewan. This morning we have an updated total for Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. That day was last Thursday, but your support, efforts, and generosity continued through the weekend and brought in even more. Our new total we can share with you this morning is $680,345. The Government of Canada matching program is currently being finalized. The matching opportunity, though, remains in effect until the 27th of this month. That's another 10 days still. This means the impact of every contribution goes even further. Those wishing to support wildfire evacuees, others impacted, can still donate right now online at redcross.ca. Now, the sound of yesterday's rain just outside my back door. Thunder, waiting for it to end. I didn't think it was going to end. I thought it was just going to keep going forever. And then just like that, it was over. I helped move a couch last night just before the sun went down, and the sky was blue. You never would have thought you had a thunderstorm just a couple hours prior. Now, there is, as you've been hearing in the forecast, a slight chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, and then a bit of a break, and then a rainy weekend. It was certainly nice to get a bit of a drink. They could be drinking out of the Stanley Cup tonight in Florida. The Panthers, yes, are up 3-2 on the Oilers. It is the first time Edmonton faces elimination during these playoffs. We all know how the team responded last season, battling back after being down 3-0, only to lose in Game 7. No doubt the Oilers are thinking, revenge! It won't be easy taking on this Panthers team at home, though, but you can imagine if the Oilers can pull it off and there's a Game 7. This time, back in Edmonton. Man, that would be something. That would happen on a Friday night as well. Friday? Yes, being the first day of summer. Still playing hockey. Still watching the NHL in summer. By the way, the puck drops for Game 6 in Florida tonight at 6 o'clock. Summer arrives in just a couple days on Friday. You might be renting your air conditioner more. But what impact does all this fuzz out there, the poplar and cottonwood tree fluff, have on your system? And what about if the wildfire smoke comes back and lingers for longer? Well, we thought we'd check in with Jeff Serson of Able Plumbing and Heating this morning to get these questions answered. Okay, Jeff, let's start with your AC. And it's not like it's blisteringly hot out there.
Even though we're not in like a heat wave, we're definitely fielding a lot of calls on air conditioners. And always your filtration and changing your furnace filter is a huge deal in regards to your air conditioner working properly. In regards to the whole air quality side of it, definitely don't want to be using like HEPA-type filters on your furnaces and stuff like that because it restricts so much airflow. But you definitely want to be looking at, you know, air filtration in regards to air exchangers, your HRVs that are in your house, on that because they're drawing outside air directly in to replace the air that you're exhausting out in your bathrooms or your kitchens and stuff like that. So in regards to those, you can definitely upgrade the filters within those HRVs to like a HEPA style filter.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you're then trapping a lot of your, you know, particulate matter from the fires, as well as, you know, even smaller particulate matter in regards to the pollens and stuff like that to help out with those allergies side of it.
So it really can ruin your system or at least cause some problems if you don't use the right filter.
That filter within your furnace, you don't want to be going to a really restrictive filter on the furnace because you'll cause problems with the equipment. That doesn't help out the equipment itself. It causes more problems on the equipment because it's restricting the air. So the fans run hotter, they're trying to drive harder, and you end up on the heating side, you'll end up where furnaces will overheat because they don't have enough airflow through them. Or on the air conditioning side, you'll end up with your air conditioner freezing up with ice and not working because it doesn't have enough airflow. So it restricts that airflow and that because they'll plug up real quick. Those really fine filters will plug up really fast. And when they do, then it doesn't have enough airflow through the equipment. So you're causing damage to your own equipment, even though you're trying to do the right thing. 100% people are trying to do the right thing and try to, you know, make the air quality in their house as good as they possibly can. But in doing so, they may be causing another issue.
Speaking with Jeff Serson of Able Plumbing and Heating. And so what I'm hearing, Jeff, is you might want to be a little bit more active than on your filters.
To continually change that filter and that's in your furnace. If you're noticing air quality is quite bad, it's one of those things that, you know, you've got to change that filter more often. You may have a normal change cycle of, you know what, I change it every 3 months. Well, maybe you should actually look at changing it every month. Because, you know, that filter is going to be plugging up. As it plugs up, it doesn't do its job as well, and you're not getting the best performance out of the equipment you do have. So, absolutely, I think with the air quality, and right now in Regina and surrounding areas, the poplar trees are starting to do their poplar fuzz thing again. You're getting that as well. And so changing the filter in your furnace more often than you actually think, because it is plugging up faster on the air conditioning side. Go outside, check out your air conditioner outside, because with the poplar fuzz and everything else that is starting now, it's definitely floating around. We're seeing more and more of it as it will plug up that condenser outside, the rad on the air conditioner. So the best thing you can do is go and use a garden hose, rinse it off. You don't need to use a pressure washer or anything like that. Just a basic garden hose and just give it a rinse off and get that fuzz off there. Help out for it performing way better.
What about if somebody took a vacuum to it? Is that harmful?
Yeah, you can do that. No, it's not harmful at all. No, absolutely not. No, you can totally use a vacuum on it. I just find the rinsing it off with water seems to be the best because you're able to rinse off the poplar fuzz and any dirt and dust that's stuck to it will wash off as well. Any airflow and that restrictions on that outside unit is going to make your air conditioner not cool as well in your house. So it's going to have to run longer and it's going to run hotter. So, you know, you're going to be using more electricity and you're also going to be, you know, shortening the life of that air conditioner if it's got to run really hot.
Well, thanks for your time, Jeff. That's Jeff Serson of Able Plumbing and Heating, reminding us to stay on top of our filters and air conditioning units to ensure our system runs the best it can with the on and off, again, smoke and all this fuzz out there. A22. Oiler fans might be singing this about their team. You drive me crazy. Sports. Wouldn't it just be nice if the Oilers could, for those Oiler fans, just sweep Florida and be done with it? Why does it have to be so dramatic? I always say that as a Winnipeg fan. Yeah, game 6 tonight with Florida up 3-2 in the Stanley Cup final. The wife of Oilers captain Connor McDavid says she hopes the team makes it to game 7. on Friday and brings the cup home to Edmonton to the best fans in the league, in her opinion.
I think that if you're in Alberta, you're living in Edmonton, you're just automatically a hockey fan. And it's so cool to see a city just have an identity around hockey and like rally around the team. There's a sense of like Canadian pride. I think it would be so cool to win here because the fans are just amazing and there's nobody better.
Lauren Kyle McDavid plans to stand by the fireplace in her downtown Edmonton bar while watching tonight. That's where she watched her husband stick handle a puck into the net in Game 5. The 28-year-old interior designer says ensuring she's in the same position when the Oilers are playing might be a silly thing, but goes to show how invested she is in the series.
I definitely watch the games completely from start to finish. I'm definitely superstitious, so while I'm watching the game, I need to stand in like a specific place, and if I move around and they score, like I have to get back into my spot. So I'm superstitious in that way.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are. A lot of us are like that. I know I'll switch jerseys between games if my team doesn't win, sometimes between periods if they're not playing overly well in a first period. And speaking of playing well in different periods, this series especially, I mean, you're seeing it from period to period. So vastly different. A couple games ago, Florida goes up 3-0 in the first. Edmonton comes back in the second and scores 3 goals. Back and forth, overtime for several of the games. I think we've had, three games now? Three of the, I guess, five that they've played have gone to overtime. We'll see where game 6 goes tonight. If it will be another overtime game, if it will be another heartbreak for Oilers fans, or if they can turn it around, win tonight, and then go back to Edmonton, what would be a Friday night game. And you know that place would just be rocking in Edmonton. You know, the 18 to 20,000 inside, and then, what did Evan Bray tell? 30 to 40,000, he said about double outside, just watching around. And if it were game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, imagine there'd be even more people making their way down. Hockey fans or not, you want to be part of the party and that atmosphere. It is something that you want to be a part of for sure. Hey, speaking of touristy attractions, things to do, this kind of caught my eye. The world's most visited museum was just brought to a halt by its own striking staff who say the institution is crumbling under the weight of mass tourism. We're talking about the Louvre in Paris. Thousands of confused tourists were left waiting for hours after staff refused to open the doors. Yeah, the exhausted employees were rebelling against mass tourism and crippling crowds. You're starting to see that. I know when we went to Scotland last September, of course, as you do before you go on a big trip, you read up about, you know, what's happening and where you're going. And so the Isle of Skye, big touristy place, very picturesque, the northern part of Scotland. Some roads, some attractions on the Isle of Skye, they had to close down because the roads are single track there. It's on Isle of Skye. So if you meet another vehicle, you have to, there are certain places called passing places where you pull over, wait for one vehicle to pass you, and then you continue on. They have so many vehicles there, they had to tell people, sorry, like we can't allow, we had to close some parts of it down because of mass tourism. Everybody wants to travel, I guess, after COVID. CJME News time is now 8:27.